Your name, please.
Shelley Kaup.
Your age?
I am 56 years old.
Occupation?
I am an energy efficiency advisor and sustainability consultant for CLEAR.
Can you say what CLEAR stands for?
CLEAR stands for Clean Energy Economy for the Region. We're a nonprofit organization based in Carbondale.
Favorite U.S. president and why?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'd have to go with Obama right now. I liked a lot of the policies that he did, a lot of the work he did on the environment, and not a perfect president, but I think he was a good president overall.
Do you have any prior experience in local government?
Yes, I do. I have been on and off of city commissions and boards for probably the last 20 years, and I did one term on city council for Glenwood from 2007 to 2011.
If you could accomplish three things if elected and nothing more, what would those three things be?
One, to work on livability of Glenwood Springs. We're quite a livable town, but we are short on affordable housing for people, especially seniors and young people. There's a squeeze there. We also need to work on the childcare issues and just overall the crunch of traffic, you know, and the pressure that we feel from that. I'd like to work to ease that if we could.
How would you go about accomplishing these things?
Well, I think the housing and childcare issues have to be maybe worked on regionally with different partners in the region, the county certainly, and private developers, also nonprofit organizations for housing, increased density, increased allowability for various different creative types of housing that might suit different needs.
Two successes and two failures of the current council.
I hesitate to be critical of the current council because I know how hard the job is. I don't know if this is failure, but I have questions on the budget. There are a few areas of the budget that where expenditures are exceeding revenues, so I definitely want to dig into that. I think also there seems to be a big focus on large capital projects, and I think we've neglected things like street maintenance and finding solutions to housing and childcare.
When you go out and you talk to friends, you talk to kind of would-be constituents, what do you hear from them?
I hear a lot about the loss of the recycling center in town. I also hear about childcare, as I mentioned, and I hear a lot about street maintenance and traffic impacts in neighborhoods.
What do you think Glenwood's role is in the Roaring Fork Valley?
Well, we certainly work as the economic center. You know, we have a lot of the larger retail stores. We provide the goods and services that maybe people can't get in other parts of the valley. You know, certainly a healthcare, regional healthcare center, that's important for Glenwood. So, and we also have a very strong recreational and tourist economy. But we get some pressures too, you know, because of our geography. It really gives us some traffic impacts. Mm-hmm. So I do see Glenwood as part of our role is to help work on that. You know, maybe be a leader regionally to help work on transportation issues.
How big of a deal is the Confluence to you?
The Confluence is a very big deal. It's one of our projects that we can look to in the future as a way to grow Glenwood Springs and help define who we are.
Yeah. I mean, what would you like to see happen there?
I'd like to see us put it out for either regional or, you know, nationwide design competition so that we can get ideas from across the country. How do people develop a beautiful piece of property that sits at the confluence of two incredible rivers, you know, and has good access to a park to the north and another park to the southwest? How do we develop that piece of property and what creative ideas can we maybe glean from other places across the country? And then we can take those ideas and put them together and figure out, you know, what works best for Glenwood Springs.
And nothing like that's happened yet?
No, not to date.
Can you just tell me a little bit more about yourself? So when did you move here, and what has your process been about kind of getting involved in local government here?
Let's see. I actually worked for the city building department for about 9.5 years through the 90s. And I guess that's when I really became more involved in and more interested in city government and planning. I have some background in that. My degree is a BS in civil engineering, so I did have some background in planning. But I really became more interested in it and really focused on how do cities work and how do you make them better, how do you improve them, and what does it take to make that whole system really, what makes a vibrant community to live in. So I've just wanted to work on that. So I got on the Parks and Rec Commission about 20 years ago. And the first thing we did on that was we thought, well, we're lacking park space within the city. So is there a place where we really need a park, where we can look for a park? So I kind of led the charge on identifying a piece of property. The city had a property in West Glenwood. And that is now developed as Gregory Park, and we were able to get that rolling. And so I was really proud of that and happy with that. And I guess that got me excited about working for the city and the types of changes that you can implement if you get involved locally and work for your community.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there anything that you'd want to add, anything that you feel like I haven't asked you?
I guess the one thing is maybe why I feel like I'm the best candidate for the city council at large. And I just feel like I'll bring to the job a kind of a vision for the whole community and truly a caring and love of this community and wanting it to be developed into and grow into the strongest place that Glenwood Springs can be. And I think I have a good overall vision. I'm a good listener. I like to listen to the community and get their input. And I also see the role of government as not just going in and developing and doing things on its own, but creating that strong base of infrastructure and services that are needed by a community, and then empowering other special interests or other groups, businesses in the community to develop their creativity and make Glenwood Springs what it can be.
If in, 15 years you're walking around Glenwood, the fruits of your labors as a city council person, what are those going to look like? Like, what would you want to see?
I would like to see our streets well-maintained and not full of potholes. I'd like to see us have great walkable and bike environment. I'd like to see our rivers and river banks clean and healthy and accessible. I'd like to see our hillsides continue to be protected. I'd like to see us not have such a large homeless population. I'd like to see us have affordable housing for all of our residents and our and good activity for seniors and young people. And so everything that makes a community strong, I would feel proud of that if we can work to keep strengthening that in Glenwood Springs.